Danielle, ultimately, what was the difference today for you guys?
They capitalized on some big plays there. We showed big plays was a touchdown. You know, they struck early, and they got on top of us. We made up for them by getting turnovers and stuff, but they were already ahead. So I mean, it was just tough. They played enough to just keep ahead, and they kept getting what they needed.
Is that the weirdest thing? You get four sacks, you get the four turnovers, yet you fall by 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic that happens like that. Normally that doesn't happen, especially when you win in the turnover margin. But, I mean, well, they had points when they got in the red zone, you know, and they capitalized on things, on our mishaps.
What did you see from some of those young guys that actually did get the picks, Boye and Roll?
That's the bright side of what happened, this game. We got young guys who stepped in and made plays, and multiple plays. We got A.J. Boye came in and got a great pick. We needed it, and he turned it into points. And then Roll, he got two picks. One of those picks was a great drive by the offense, set the offense up with great field position. So that's always key.
How much changed for y'all defensively when Foles went out, Sanchez came in?
I don't see the difference in those two quarterbacks. I mean, I know Sanchez played a lot longer. He's played some games. He's been in playoffs. So he's been in heated situations and heated games before. So I wouldn't see him much of a fall off. I just knew that he hadn't had a lot of reps with that offense. And come in, they started slow. But, I mean, his first shot, first play, pass was a deep bomb. So I'm quite sure they just stuck with the game plan.
After you guys missed that field goal and they went down and ran the ball and scored their touchdown, defensively, did y'all feel a little down after they missed it? Or what happened on those?
I mean, we've been through that before, and we learned, you know, we're not going to think about it. We play defense. And it was the point where we got it back in the game and got it close, you know. And, again, but they capitalized on our miss out. They continued to run their offense and never shied away from it.
And it helps, obviously, when you lose your starting corners like that in this situation.
It's tough because, you know, that's where you have a lot of confidence. You build a defense around those guys. But with this group of coaches, what they've done is brought a lot of guys in, comfortable with those guys, and those guys have shown that they definitely can play. And we didn't really lose a beat with those guys in.
How do you look at things right now going to break 4 and 5?
And the guys that we got injured, you know, definitely going to try to get those guys back. I mean, you got to recap the guys that we got on the field right now and see what we can do better, improve what we did wrong, and you know, from there we got to move forward. We haven't played a lot of division games at this point, so, and that's still a bright side in it.